More tests on Packers running back Josh Jacobs showed no structural damage to his injured knee, and there's an outside chance he could play against the Vikings on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Jacobs suffered a knee contusion in the first half and didn't return. He rushed for 648 yards and 11 touchdowns so far this season. Packers coach Matt LaFleur was happy to end their two-game losing streak on Sunday, but his team's inability to hang on to the football on both sides, something that bothered him as he watched the film.
I would say the missed opportunities is what kind of bothers you. The multiple drops on both sides of the ball, when you look at coulda, woulda, shoulda, I mean, he had five opportunities to come away with interceptions, and we had one where they were like, I mean, you guys saw the tape, you guys saw the game. I mean, those were in our hands.
Bucks fell to the Cavaliers 118-106 last night, losing forward Giannis Antetokounmpo in the second quarter with a left groin strain.
You know, he grabbed it, I want to say, in the first quarter, and I asked him then. He said it was fine. Then I think he grabbed it again, and he said it was fine, and then the third time, you know. Is when it happened. But I think it happened earlier, in my opinion. I don't know that factually. And we don't know if it's that. You know, we'll do the imaging tomorrow, and we'll know a lot more.
Coach Doc Rivers, Giannis is scheduled to undergo an MRI today. 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers rolled to a 94-69 win over Southern Illinois Edwardsville last night. Greg Gard's Badgers turning 11 Edwardsville turnovers into 26 points.
We're pretty well wired to play aggressive in transition. So if we have that opportunity and we have an open floor, you know, we're going to come pretty quickly at that, and that's a great time to attack, is when that offense that was offense now quickly has to convert to defense, and we can catch them in transition.
John Blackwell had 24, Nick Boyd 22, and former Brewer Ryan Braun, one of 12 first-time candidates for the 2026 Baseball Hall of Fame. The ballot was released yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.